I'm moving. Again. People often talk in terms of military precision when they move. In my case, it's more a case of military disasters. The retreat from Moscow. Dunkirk. Saigon. Of course, I don't have broken battalions to marshal. Instead, I have books. Armies of books. They may start in neat alphabetical ranks, but come the day, all discipline disappears in the panic, and I am found ladling an avalanche of stray volumes into any available boxes as the professionals tramp disdainfully past with my bulkier goods and chattels. But this time it will be different. I'm starting in good time, time enough to cull as I go. This time I only want to be left with the books I really want. In the process, I relive my previous lives as a reader and review a lifetime's reading habits. The early stuff is mainly gone. A few heavily sellotaped copies of Thomas the Tank Engine survive, but my first editions of C.S. Lewis's Narnia stories became too valuable not to sell. Omnibus editions of Conan Doyle, many chosen as school prizes, mark the transition from fantasy to the fog-bound streets of Sherlock Holmes' London, and then on to literature with a capital L, which I embraced with voracious enthusiasm. I handle again my world's classics War and Peace, consumed in 5 obsessive days, my red-covered Oxford edition of Spencer, The Fairy Queen, digested at a more sedate pace, the 4-volume Everyman edition of Clarissa, quite a page-turner, the Penguin edition of Browning's The Ring and the Book, Proust in the Scott Moncrief translation, the Cantos, Ulysses, Moby Dick, not forgetting my treasured folio edition of Shakespeare. These will go with me to the end, but not the dozens of once contemporary novels I reviewed in my early freelance days, nor the collection of cricket books that supported the writing of my biography of W.G. Grace. The great cricketer was not a great reader, and once reprimanded a young university batsman he found with his nose in a book, "I am never caught that way." Nor am I these days. I no longer review, my teaching days are over, and I will certainly never write another biography. I don't know exactly when I gave up pretensions to being a serious reader, but the crime and children's books scattered around my bed indicate my current diet. I justify them on the grounds that I write both detective stories for adults and fantasy for younger readers. But who am I kidding? At the end of the day, the only time I read, all I want is something entertaining and diverting before falling asleep, normally with the light on. Things will be different in my new life. With fewer demands on my time and energy, I will have the opportunity to read serious books again, or at least to reread the ones I once read. Dickens, George Eliot, Jane Austen. They will seem like true friends, shamefully neglected for far too many years.